Fine. Okay, Simon Shinvav. So the Mechaber over here begins the halachis, which are based on the pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu. The truth is that there are halachas mentioned earlier in Simon Reish Mem Beis. We are talking about Kavod Shabbos and Oinik Shabbos. And there are some halachas earlier which are also based on this pasuk. But Simon Shinvav and Shin Zayin are both based on the pasuk Yeshayahu, that Yeshayahu Anavi tells Klal Yisrael that in their Shmiras Shabbos they should be careful from Mimsei Cheftzecha, which means being Isaac in your Chafetzim, which we'll define that, V'daber Dava. And the pasuk ends off Kipi Hashem Diber. Chazal told us what's Mimsei Cheftzecha. The Chafetzecha, your businesses are usher even B'davah she'ina oisim lacha. Right, it's the first halacha. Mimsa chefzcha chafetzecha asurim. I feel b'davah she'ina oisim shum malacha. You're not transgressing any malacha. You're not doing a malacha. Without doing any malacha, you could still be oiva on this. It's a mimsa chefzcha. What is it? Any type of involvement in his chafetzim, in his belongings, in his properties, that's usher. So this is us even without doing any pulos of any real malacha. Now that's mimsa chefzcha v'daber dava, which is simin shin zayin. Mimsa chefzcha is more simin shin vav. Daber dava shin zayin is telling us shlehi diborcha b'shabbos k'diborcha b'chol. The way you speak on Shabbos should be different than the way you speak in chol. The Prima Gadim says from the pasuk ends off kibi Hashem diber. He brings that from the Tzemach Tzedek, the Kadmain, that the president has been Messiah to these dinim, like Minatayra, and so the Prima Gadim in his Pesicha Kalalas, in Chedek Alpha, his Chav, his Mayrach, that on such halachas, with a card to it, the Gemara brings a card to it from the Navi, has Chumras of a Taira. If you have a Safik, you may have to be Machmer, and may have other Chumras of the Taira. The schar for being mekayim these mitzvahs, the pasuk says over there, oz tisanek al Hashem. If you'll be mekayim these mitzvahs, so then you'll be zeicha to be misanek al Hashem. You'll have true tainik, true enjoyment. V'kavticha abam se'eretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you to the heights of the land. V'chalticha nachas Yaakov avicha kipi Hashem diber. And the Aruch Shulchan writes also in Siv Aleph, Haschar mize gadol meoid. The schar, the reward for being kind of these mitzvahs is very great. Va'av gam ba'ol ma'azim shtam loy beparnasase. It'll also help him out with his parnasa in this world. So those that are looking for eitzes and parnasa, this is definitely a good point to start with. With mimsa chefzcha v'daber dava. Now, if we take a look at the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos, and today in the share, I just want to be magdir what the issue that we're dealing with over here. The Rambam says as follows: Asur lano b'Shabbos, they asked for us on Shabbos, hadibur v'ha'etza v'ha'ishtablos, the speech or the etza, which is to look out to do, or the ishtablos of doing, mishum dava shenas esilacha Shabbos, with anything which is in preparation for something after Shabbos, minat varm shem asurim la'asoisim b'Shabbos. Meaning any pu'ula that we will be doing on Shabbos, where it's nicker that we're being oisik in the chefzechol, what defines something as chefzechol, the Rambam says, chafetzin, that it's also to do on Shabbos, that is also. And it's interesting, one of the examples we see is about being machshik al atchum, to go to wait by the tchum to be able to go into the merchatz. A merchatz to bathe on Shabbos on Gzeirat Rabbanan. So included in this is any type of thing that's also to do on Shabbos, even if it's on Gzeirat Rabbanan, to do a preparation for that, where it's nikki, you're doing something which is bringing you closer to it, to be able to do it after Shabbos, that is usher. The Mishnah says, mutalach shech kedei lishma peiris. Right, which is halacha later on. It's mutter to go closer to the border to be able to go to wash your peiris. Says Rashi, the fish is shmiras peiris, he pu'ula muteres. Im hoi b'techat chum. Because since if the peiros would be in the tchum, would be mutter to wash the peiros, so the activity of washing peiros is mutter. My peiros are out of the tchum. So here we have this interesting heter, that since there's a way how you can get around tchum by setting up what's called borgenin, setting up different huts, and then I'll be able to go from one hut to the next hut, I'll be mutter. That's also a heter, because it's mutter, it's possible to do it on Shabbos, so we don't view it as a davar aser. So therefore, it has to be something which is aser for me to do on Shabbos, and I'm doing now activity to bring myself closer to it. That's what's aser over here. That's what seems from the Rambam. And the truth is, we have three heterim over here in our siman. Three heterim. Again, we're talking about mimseh cheftecha. So one heter is if it's the tzarech mitzvah. The chazal darshan chafetzecha v'lecheftei shemayim. If it's the chefetz of shemayim, so then it's mutter. And we find the same heter also in dabar dava. If it's a tzarech mitzvah, it will be mutter. Now, what's the gather to this heter of tzarech mitzvah? Everything we do is a mitzvah. So, right, so even if what do we do that's not lishma? So we have to be magda what's considered the tzarech mitzvah. But that's one heter. A second heter we find over here is that when what you're doing is not nicker from what you're doing, that you're being oisik b'cheftzei chol, so then remains like hearer. And this Shulchan Aruch and Sivchet says, hearer ba'asakav muta. Hearer is muta. He brings down, the Mechaba brings down, komoka mishamayinik Shabbos, mitzvah shle yachshavim klal. So surely something which gives you tsar about thinking or not enjoyable, for sure you should not do. But even if it doesn't, still, atzoyinik Shabbos, there's a mitzvah not to think about it either. View ba'inav kilu komalach te'asuya. That's, of course, the best. But hearer is mutter. So if it's not nikke from your askus what you are doing, that remains a hearer, and that will be mutter. We dashed it from the pasuk daber dover. Dibur is also hearer is mutter. However, we carry it back to mimse cheftecha like we saw in Sivches. Then we have a third heter, which is what we just mentioned before, borgenin. If the heter is shaykh, the mashal, the issa to go out of the tchum. So even though I'm speaking about leaving the tchum, but since there's the shaykh at sad heter, that if we've set up these huts throughout the shetach of the city or wherever it is, there would not be iser. So then it'll be mutter. So we find such idea, which we'll play it out into practical examples. We find by David Dovin also mims chefzcha. So those are the three heterim that we find over here in this iser. Now, what are the examples that the Gemara gives us and the Shulchan Aruch bring down for the din of Mimsa Chefzcha? So one of them is the Gemara and the Andaf Kof Nun Omer Aleph. The case over here is Machshichem al Tchum Liskar Pailim. You're not allowed to wait by the Tchum in order to hire Pailim. Hiring Pailim on Shabbos is Asa. Right, that's my first. La Yiska Adam Pailim B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to hire Pailim on Shabbos. And V'lo Yoyim Adam Chaver L'Schop B'Lai Pailim. And I'll tell your friend to hire for you Pailim. Eim Machshichim Al Tchum L'Schop B'Lai Pailim. You're not allowed to be Machshich. You're not allowed to wait by the Tchum. So you'll be that much closer to be able to hire the Pailim. Why? Says Rashi. Rashi explains over here. L'karev atzmei b'shabbos atzeif atzchum. This is to bring yourself closer to the end of the tchum. L'achshich sham she'karev l'mokim ha'paylim. So you'll be closer to the place of the workers. Or the paradise, or to the orchard. L'havi peiros. The chol dov she'asal atzeif b'shabbos. Asal l'achshich alav. Anything which is also for you to do on Shabbos is also for you to be machshich, to wait, to bring yourself closer to be able to do Matzei Shabbos. Rashi doesn't tell us clearly what the Isser is. Sfasema says he's referring to the Isser of Mimsei Cheftzecha. And that's why it's pretty clear in the Pirush Mishnayos of Rambam over here that it's the Isser of Mimsei Cheftzecha, and that's why it's referred to in the Torah also, and that's what's brought down in our Siman. That's one example of Mimsei Cheftzecha. Another example that's brought down in Halacha is in Erevin, Davlamaches Amid Beis. Over here we have the case of Lamaches Amid Beis. We have the case of Bimetayel. Also the tile Bisadehu Leida Mahitrichas. Also to be Metayel in the field to see what it needs. On Shabbos, you're going to walk around just looking around. Okay, you may need a little more watering, a little more seeds, a little more this. That is also. That's a one case. A second case is brought down over here. V'chein lelech al Pesach Medina k'dei shechonetz lemerchatz miyad. Also to wait by the Pesach Medina in order to go into the merchatz right away. So Rashi says over here, what's the problem? Rashi says, the Mucha Milsa, Rashi explains, Rashi says, they tell Adam, okay. He says, "My bow besadeu." Since it's muchach, what's he hanging around his field for? He's looking to see what his field needs. And loy leida my hitzricha, Rachman Amar minsei cheftzicha. Chaim be Pesach Medina. Same thing with the case of Pesach Medina. Also, it's a problem of minsei cheftzicha. So we see over here that the Chazal asked that even to go to the Pesach Medina, so that at night you'll be able to go quicker to the Merchatz, that's also asked from this din. Then there's another case over here, which the Mordechai brings, and the Shulchan Aruch also brings, about being Metayel, Metayel B'tzach Sadeo, I'm sorry, being Metayel, Loyetal Ad Meshavs, Limse Sus, a Sfina, a Kar, and Lotzeis Behem. Is there a Shmir Shavs on the shelves here? There's another case which is brought down. Okay, thank you very much. So there's another case brought down over here, which is learnt down from this Gemara in Erevin, is to look around to find a sus, a horse or a boat or a wagon to be able to go travel in. Which means that to go snooping around to find the item that you're looking for, that you want to buy, is asar on Shabbos. So if you're looking into buying a certain item, to go shopping around or looking into it, that may be asar. Now, over here, the Shmir Shabbos in Perichov Tes, Halacha Yud Aleph, talks about... let's start with this. He says over here, let's see, his test, he talks about, let's say a person wants to go into his Mokem Avoida on Shabbos, so that he'll be able to start work right after the Shabbos, right? He has to do, it's tax season, and you know, he can't waste a second, so you want to be already at the desk. Aser, right? That's my Shabbos halacha. Aser li kanes b'Shabbos yantel levakav v'edase in order to start to work right after Shabbos. How about to go to the bus stop? I'm going to wait by the bus stop in order that I'll be able to leave right by Matzei Shabbos. So that if you're doing it with that intention, it will be aser. Later on, he says, if it's a bus stop where it's covered and there are seats over there, so that already wouldn't be a problem because people go in there all the time because of the rain or sun to sit around, to schmooze. So it's not nicker that you're doing it because you want to get a bus stop right away. But if it's a place, let's say there's no seats there or not covered, to be waiting there for the bus, that would be an issue. How about also lelechas b'shavs ledira shechayshim leknaisu lesaychra? You're looking into buying a house or to rent a house. And you're going to go there to look around to see how it looks. Also, if it's there to check it out, then it'll be aser. However, how about if I want to go window shopping? So, you know, I enjoy as I'm taking a walk down Gula to look into the windows and see what they're selling now. So if you're doing it as you're walking derech halichasai, you're looking in, you're looking around, that's not a problem. But if you're going to stop by the window to be ma'ayin, what it is, to try to see what the prices are and things like that, that would be aser. That would be aser on Shabbos. So these are different examples that come up over here based on the halachas that we were learning.
Yeah. Is that other people shouldn't be able to tell what he's doing?
So, I mean, it's definitely... What?
Bring a catalog into the bathroom and plan what he's going to buy and no one's looking?
No. It may be true that it's totally if it's nicker to someone else, but then it'll be also for you even if you're doing it privately. Yeah. This is not al tzchshat. There's it happens to be... I learned the sugya just now with you, O.P., Rashi, the Rambam, the Tor. The Ramban and the Rashi and the Ritva have a Mahalach. The Ramban especially has Mahalach with Uvdin the Chol, and over there is Tali Chashad. It's a different Mahalach, which is not really brought down Halach until a later Sif, which everyone's bothered why all of a sudden the Mechaba switched to such idea. But right now I'm not working with Chashad at all. That is the Gedder. Minkar is the Gedder to when it's Hirer or not Hirer. If it's not Minkar, then Blibes Hirer, which Hirer is Mutta.
Going to a bus stop, you're waiting for a bus, but it's not Minkar, so why is that allowed?
If it's not Minkar, then you're allowed.
You know that's your intention to go away for the bus?
So then already it's not Minkar, they're doing a Maisa to be Machshech for after Shabbos. If you... If your das is to be there closer for, no, we said one thing. No, say if your das is for the bus, then it's not allowed. But just to go in there, if there's seats there and people sit around there, so it's not minka, so then you can do it. No. If you're waiting for the bus, then you're right. Then you shouldn't do it. Correct. Okay. So.
Why can't you do it?
Because the mice, you're doing it with the das to. No, one thing. I made a mistake. Well, let me check that out again. No, we're not talking about Maris Ayin, but one thing. Maybe you're right. Let me see. What did he say over here? He said, "Also lachas tachra to buzz of shabbos lachas shavgdel and soy miyat im tzeis a shabbos." Okay, that's also. Umutu lam to tachra as v'suchechos v'yusav ha-shev gul ha-gul ha-tzmai umutu lachas ken ga... I'm sorry, no. Mutu lachas ken gam in kavanosu lin soy miyat im tzeis a shabbos. If it's a bus stop that people do sit around in it, it's mutim v'yadas is to travel right after Shabbos. Chavhei shemati me'agon v'shlem zalmin d'chim shurigilun lamed sham v'loy raklin soya. It's wrong that people hang around there not just to travel. Su loy min karamissa v'muta filum kavanasay lin soya. That's what you heard from Shlem Zalman. He says it's a tzarchim from the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Kamakim near the Asa La'im. Oh, Kamakim says, but you shouldn't sit there looking at the Luach Zmani Nasiyas. That you shouldn't do. Ki Azmin Kermil Sushikavanas and Soyah B'Motzi Shabbos. But if you're just sitting there, then it's not Min Kermil, so then even if your Kavanah is, then it's Mutter.
So you shouldn't have Sukkot either.
Right. Okay, I see over here. He gives the example. What's the example of Chefzei Shemayim? Chefzei Shemayim. He says, "Muta adon lecha samach lechashecha letachanar otubasim ulhamten sham kedei lensoy ledvar mitzvah miyarm seis Shabbos." Right. But one second doesn't give us a header to what's considered mitzvah. Kedei litloish esrig, to pick an esrig, or likreis lulav, letzarech mitzvahs arvas minim. You want to get there first. Also, probably also mitzvah. Yeah. Shin vav siv gimel, vayin sham the mashma. Oh, look at this. Vayin sham and siv gimel, the mashma, the gamim ha-mitzvah enim utelus olav el ha-chaverik. You're going, shikva yesh the arvas minim, I have already dal minim. I want to pick it for my friend. It's awesome, Mutta. Says in Sif Gimel, it's more like that. Okay, so that's the Akdama to these Seifim. Maybe we'll speak at some more Ha'aris on them, but then we'll move on to the next set of Seifim. Okay?
What's the one that you had,